Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. The Taliban formally confirms the death of Mullah Omar. Islamist movement statement on Thursday said Omar died of illness, but gave no details of when or where. Did say only his health deteriorated over the last 15 days of his life. The Taliban says Omar did not leave Afghanistan at any time since U.S.-backed forces overthrew the group in 2001, despite the Afghan assertion he died in a hospital in Pakistan. Taliban leaders in the city of Quetta have chosen a successor, Mullah Akhtar Mohammad Mansour, who had been Omar's deputy. Pakistan says the next round of Afghan peace talks are being postponed at the request of the Afghan Taliban leadership. Investigators in Toulouse, France, will start examining a piece of plane debris found in Reunion Island. To figure out whether the numbers found on the object correspond with a Malaysian airliner that mysteriously vanished in March of last year. The 2-meter-long fragment, a wing component, was found Wednesday on a beach on Reunion Island, east of Madagascar and more than 3,500 kilometers from where the Boeing 777 was last tracked. French aviation expert Xavier Tuttleman examined photos of the part and tells VOA he is confident it does belong to a 777.
We only found one match. It was with the flapron of the Boeing 777. It was not only the shape that matched, but also the holes for the connection in it.
Nigeria's army says it rescued 59 women, children, and old men who were being held hostage by Boko Haram Islamic militants. Army officials say soldiers raided Boko Haram hideouts near the northeastern city of Maiduguri. Officials say many of the terrorists were killed. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is launching a 5-nation tour of the Middle East and South Asia. It all begins today in a bid to strengthen economic and security ties, along with easing concerns about the Iran nuclear deal. Secretary Kerry will begin his trip in Cairo, where he'll be co-hosting a strategic dialogue with Egypt's foreign minister on the domestic situation in Egypt and the regional fight against terrorism. Outspoken Chinese artist Ai Weiwei is in Germany, where he's visiting his son. First time he's left China since his passport was revoked in 2011 following a crackdown on dissidents. Chinese authorities gave him back his passport a week ago. Ai Weiwei says his travel plans are currently uncertain. That's because British authorities refused to grant him a full 6-month business visa, claiming he lied on a visa application form about his criminal record. The UK Visas and Immigration Office instead issued only a 20-day entry visa to the well-known dissident artist. That's according to a letter posted by Ai on his Instagram page. Turkey's declared that its Incirlik Air Base is open to U.S. jets to attack the Islamic State militant group. The base, which is located close to the Syrian border, is seen as crucial by the U.S. in its battle against jihadists. Dorian Jones reports.
Ankara's decision to open the Incirlik Air Base to U.S. jets was reportedly described as a game changer by one U.S. official in the battle against Islamic State. Incirlik is located 110 kilometers from the Syrian border, meaning U.S. jets could reach their targets much faster than from locations they've been using. The use of Incirlik by U.S. forces, especially in conflicts with its neighbors, is always a sensitive subject for Turkey, and Turkish governments are very careful about wording terms of use. But analysts say unless there is a clear agreement on the use of Incirlik, the potential for disputes will remain, warning that Ankara in the past is very skillful in manipulating its use to secure its objectives. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service says it's opened up a probe into the killing of Cecil the Lion earlier this month. The American dentist, Walter Palmer of Eden Prairie, Minnesota, is accused of the killing and remains in hiding amid global disdain for the slaying. The White House says it'll review a public petition to extradite him. He's accused of killing the beloved lion in Zimbabwe. The U.S. economy looking a little better, advancing a solid 2.3% in the April to June period, all after a harsh winter. The Commerce Department reports that a surge in consumer spending and new export gains pushed the economy ahead in the second quarter. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.